Welcome back to Proactive. It is Friday, and that means that it's time for this week's crypto roundup with our resident crypto expert, William Farrington. William, how are you getting on?
Very well. Pleasure as always, Tom. As you said, it's Friday. How can we not be in a good mood?
Well, quite. Why don't you get us underway today, Billy, with Bitcoin, please?
Yeah. Cool. All right. So let's see where we're at now. I've just been having a look at the charts, and by the looks of it, Bitcoin seems to be consolidating between this 23K to 24K channel against the US dollar, so to speak. And this follows this incredible rally that we saw throughout January, where the Bitcoin US dollar pair jumped about 40%. Really strong period. One of the best Januaries for years, essentially. So it was only kind of normal, really, wasn't it, for Bitcoin to start to taper off. It's starting to trade sideways a little bit because, you know, in some ways, it's been a bit overbought. A lot of people have jumped in this year. So we are seeing that consolidation between 23 and 24K against US dollar right now, and it's looking pretty solid there. The question really is where is it going to go forward? And I reckon there's probably two schools of thought there at the moment, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And you probably want to know what they are.
if you wouldn't mind.
Right, here we go. So I'm looking at the traditional markets. They seem to be betting on looser monetary policy from the world's central banks, predominantly the US Federal Reserve, obviously, but also looking at the Bank of England and European Bank and Central Bank as well. Right, so if, as the markets are expecting, we are going to see a real monetary loosening, which is what the markets reckon, but we should see investors dive into equities a bit more than they have been in the past year or so. And that could be really good news for Bitcoin, provided you believe in this whole theory of correlation between the equity markets and the Bitcoin markets, which has historical validity to it, but it's still a contentious point, right? So that's one possibility. Bitcoin is going to really surge in the coming weeks and months if and when investors get deeper into the equities markets due to these looser monetary policies coming out, right? I guess there is another school of thought at the same time, is that Bitcoin decouples from the equities market. It doesn't follow that particular trend, and it stays within this 23 to 24K channel that I mentioned earlier. That's likely at the same time because, as I said earlier, the rally throughout January has been so extensive. I mean, it could be simply the fact that Bitcoin's already overbought as it is, and there's not enough headroom anymore. You know what I'm saying, in terms of furthering its rally. So those are the two schools of thoughts. Thought rally alongside equities, or just staying within this channel. Obviously, you could also go down as well, but that's obviously a possibility. I think that might be less likely at the moment, just because that would probably necessitate a real something, some kind of catalyst, some kind of disaster on the markets. In fairness, that is not the most unlikely scenario in the world either, is it?
Well, we really covered off our bases with it this week. But nevertheless, it does sound a lot more positive and cheerful than most of what we heard at the back end of last year. It makes a nice change.
Yeah, definitely. Looking at the wider market as well, Ether has been similarly rallying. It's quite interesting looking at the F Bitcoin pair as well. So Ether has been underperforming in terms of the recovery compared to Bitcoin. But looking at the charts, Ether is actually gaining on Bitcoin at the moment. So Ether, being the world's second largest cryptocurrency, is actually gaining momentum against Bitcoin. So that could be a possible play as well, the F Bitcoin pair. Obviously, you need to have a look at that yourself if you're thinking about it. But that's also a play that could be a possibility. Looking at the full spectrum of altcoins, right now, looking at this, the market index, it's around 1.5% down week on week. So there is a bit of price compression across the whole altcoin market right now, but it's tend to be in line with how Bitcoin has been in the last week anyway. So yeah, as I said, channeling sideways by the look of it right now.
Well, before we move on to me asking you about your favorite types of coins, coins with a swear word at the beginning of them, I would like to ask if there's anything else going on in any of the major coins before we move on.
Yeah, well, there's a pretty interesting thing happening with Bitcoin transaction fees right now, which sounds like a dry subject, but not really. Obviously, transaction fees being the amount of gas that you pay to get a transaction processed on the Bitcoin chain. It's absolutely skyrocketed at the moment. Transaction fees usually skyrocket when network activity goes up, right? So it's not completely unreasonable for the transactions prices to go up. But I think there is another reason behind it as well. And it has to do with this weird new protocol called Ordinals. Now, for people who don't know, Bitcoin essentially is completely different from something like Ethereum, where protocols are not built on the Bitcoin platform. Bitcoin is Bitcoin. It's used for transacting for transactions. However, so some enterprising young man has developed this thing called Ordinals, which actually kind of almost hacks the Bitcoin blockchain to allow NFTs to be stored on the Bitcoin chain, right? So what would happen if that becomes a real commonplace thing? The size of the Bitcoin ledger is going to increase. It's going to be harder to process transactions. The connection is going to result in far higher transaction fees. And we're already seeing that. And so, yeah, it's just really interesting. NFTs coming to the Bitcoin blockchain, kind of really against the original philosophy of Bitcoin at the same time. So it's quite a big debate going on right there. Great for miners, though, I will say, because higher transaction fees means more revenue for the miners.
All right. Does this mean that we can move on to the SHIT coins?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about that if you want.
Anything going on over there?
Dogecoin being the Shiba Inu themed coin that is the favorite among Elon Musk has been performing pretty well. I don't have the specifics in front of me right now, but essentially in terms of the specific price action, but it has been outperforming the market because Elon Musk being that influencer that he is with the crypto markets, there has been discussions about a payment processing option coming to Twitter, you know, his new social media plaything, Twitter, that he bought for God knows how much. So yeah, there's a renewed discussion about payments coming to, like, a payment transfer system coming to Twitter. There's been a renewed discussion around that. And if it does happen, well, Dogecoin potentially could be one of the cryptocurrencies that will be implemented, because Elon Musk is such an uber fan of the Dogecoin SHIT coin, as we call them, to be polite.
All right then, William, what about any trends that you may have observed so far this year? Is anything emerging, do you think?
Yeah, well, here in the UK, definitely cryptocurrency regulation is going to be a huge discussion going forward. It has been a huge discussion for the last couple of years, but more so now. The UK government, the Treasury, has just released a consultation about the forward direction of cryptocurrency regulation. It has made some kind of suggestions, really. One of the most eye-popping was the government has basically signaled that it wants to bring cryptocurrency issuances under securities law, right? Under companies law. Now, that would have a dramatic impact on how crypto companies operate in terms of issuing their coins, for better or for worse, right? It'll get rid of a lot of bad faith actors that are trying to just release a SHIT coin and pump and dump and earn a quick buck and essentially commit fraud, right? But it also will make it significantly harder. It will throw up some hurdles and make it harder and more expensive for genuine players to release their projects as well. So it's all about striking that balance between protecting consumers and protecting businesses and promoting cryptocurrency as the burgeoning business that it is. That's going to be the regulatory debate going forward.
Striking that balance is probably the main narrative in the whole sector at the moment, isn't it? It's going to be the 100%. Thing that absorbs the market during the coming year. Well, yep. You'll be here to give us updates anyway, William, which is great. And we'll look forward to the next one next Friday.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Thanks.